92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite. This is Decision 2024. In the studio, we have Josh Brueger running for Ottawa County Commissioner, District 10. Hello, how are you today?
Hey, Mary Ellen, I am doing great. Thank you for having me on.
You bet. We'll go right to the questions. What are your top three priorities for Ottawa County if you're elected, and how do you plan to achieve them?
I have often said that in our first 100 days, kind of a presidential thing, although that's far above pay grade for us, to hire a competent and qualified county administrator, not based on political ideology or loyalty to an individual or a group of people, but based on their actual experience, based on their resume, based on their qualifications and their ability to do the job. That's number one. Number two, hire a competent and qualified legal firm to represent the county. On-the-job training and a paid internship for a law firm has cost us in Ottawa County hundreds of thousands of dollars. I think we're actually pushing the $1 million mark, and we may be over that right now. Number three, it's a divide. I'm going to give you two. I'm going to give you 3.1 and 3.0 and 3.25, whatever you want to call it. We need to change the motto of Ottawa County back to Ottawa County, where you belong, because truly we are a place where all people belong, even those who disagree with us, who are members of Ottawa Impact, who are Ottawa Impact Republicans. They too belong in Ottawa County, and I want everybody to know that they belong. The last thing that we need to do, and I'm sorry for number four, but we need to rebuild morale among the staff at Ottawa County. They have been beaten up, they have been brutalized, and nobody comes to work for the county with a political agenda. They come because they want to serve. They want to serve the community, and they need to be thanked and patted on the back for all the service and what they've been through the last 18 months.
How do you plan to balance economic development with environmental sustainability in Ottawa County?
No doubt about it. Economic development is a priority of mine. I am currently the chairperson of the Ottawa County Economic Development Corporation, and we focus on economic development. We have helped guide through numerous projects throughout Ottawa County that have created jobs, that have increased our tax base, and have given people an opportunity to come to Ottawa County to grow their business and to create opportunity for other people to work. But you're absolutely right. We need to balance that with our environment and make sure that we're good stewards. I happen to also be sitting on the Brownfield Authority, and we focus on repurposing polluted properties, getting them back on the market, getting them cleaned up, and getting them out there so that we can turn them into properties that will create jobs in our county.
How will you ensure transparency and accountability in the county government?
Transparency and accountability are number one, and that has been missing the last 18 months. On day one, our current Board of Commissioners, the majority, came in with an agenda. We all know about it. I think we call our Ottawa County January 3 as the nation's January 6, or vice versa. It was a very traumatic event for a lot of us. We need to come in with openness, with transparency. Everything needs to be talked about and discussed in the public before decisions are made. I don't believe that anyone who is running, who is a non-Ottawa Impact candidate, a non-Ottawa Impact Republican, has an agenda hide things from people. We really want to be open. We want to be transparent because we need to rebuild trust with our community members. And the only way that happens is when we do it publicly.
Recently read a story where the number one concern for seniors nationwide, it's not healthcare anymore, it's affordable housing. Can you expand on that?
Oh, you bet. Absolutely. Affordable housing has been something I've been passionate about my entire life. After graduating from Hope College with a degree in political science, I worked with Habitat for Humanity for 4 years building affordable housing, giving people a hand up, not a handout. Also had a stint in Grand Haven as the executive director of our small affiliate right here, building affordable housing. And on the Brownfield administration that I am the chair of, our focus right now is on affordable housing. And there have been some great changes coming down from the state of Michigan with the Brownfield legislation that now allow us to utilize tax revenue for affordable housing. And I wouldn't just call it affordable housing because we're not talking Section 8 housing. We're talking workforce housing. We're talking about people who actually want to make a difference in their community and give back. So when it comes to elderly who are retirees, we've got work to do. And we'll look at looking for ways to leverage that Brownfield opportunity for affordable housing for the elderly.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Do you support it or not support it? Yes or no? And why?
I support diversity. I support equity. I support inclusion. Absolutely. The challenge is when we put D, diversity, equity, and inclusion together in an acronym called DEI, it at times has a negative connotation. And I do believe that there is room for improvement. But these values are very important to me, and I believe they're important to the community that we live in. So we're going to look for creative ways to implement diversity, equity, and inclusion. I would call it DEI.2. And we'll challenge our county administrator to bring back best practices to Ottawa County to make sure that we welcome all people to Ottawa County.
Last question, will you accept the local election results?
100%. I am not an election denier. I want everybody out there to know that I am a Republican and I believe in the integrity of our elections.
And this is your chance to tell voters why they should vote for you.
John Kennedy, in his 1961 inaugural address, said, "Ask not what your government can do for you, but ask what you can do for your government." I believe that every one of us who is non-affiliated with Ottawa Impact, who are Republicans, are running because we want to give people hope. We want people in Ottawa County to know that the way that it has been the last 18 months is not the way it needs to be. So we are going to do everything we can for our community. By doing that, we're doing it for our country. And when you come out to vote on August 6th, please know that it is so much bigger than us in Ottawa County. I just heard the Washington Post is on their way here. What happens on August 6th will have an impact nationally.
The website is Brueger, the number 4, commissioner.com. This has been Decision 2024.